For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few dozen white nationalists left Lafayette Park in the nation's capital. Escorted by a caravan of police to a park outside the White House, the group faced thousands of counter-demonstrators. Organizer Jason Kessler.
We're going to be unapologetic that we're standing up for American history. We're standing up for Thomas Jefferson. We're standing up for Robert E. Lee. These monuments need to stop coming down.
Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Meanwhile, the mother of Heather Heyer, the girl who was killed a year ago, spoke to supporters in downtown Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Trump administration's pushing back against racial allegations from former Trump advisor Omarosa Newman. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking to Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said she's never heard President Trump make a racial slur. As far as Newman's claim that she was offered $15,000 a month to sign a non-disclosure agreement after she was fired.
That's not hush money. Everybody sends an NDA. It sounds like she didn't want to sign it and didn't want to go back to the campaign because she had a book on her mind.
In 2016, Omarosa was the Trump campaign's director of African American Research. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
With cooler temperatures, firefighters are making progress against the fires in California. The Holy Fire has now destroyed 16 structures in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest. This man decided he should evacuate.
We saw it coming over the hill, and so we decided, well, we better start getting some things packed.
The fire is now 41% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A host on a cable news show made some remarks a few days ago that are still drawing criticism as she's being accused of bigotry and racism. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look at the story.
Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham still trying to clarify remarks she made last Wednesday about the nation's demographic changes. Remarks she says have been distorted. Ingraham said on Wednesday that in major parts of the country, it does seem that the America we know and love doesn't exist anymore. Massive demographic changes have been foisted on the American people. As she spoke, the screen behind her did depict people scaling what appeared to be a giant border wall. Shortly after, former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke tweeted a link to what she said, calling it one of the most important monologues in the history of mainstream media. Ingraham had said towards the end of that Wednesday commentary she wasn't talking about race or ethnicity. On Thursday, she said she had, quote, a message to those who are distorting my views, including all white nationalists, and especially one racist freak whose name I won't even mention, saying you don't represent my views and you are antithetical to the beliefs I hold dear. It's believed she was referring to David Duke. Fox management has had no comment about Ingraham's original remarks or any remarks she's made since. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.